Hello, hello. Welcome back to Oh That Couple, starring myself, Sandra,
and Eric. Sit back, relax, and let's get right into it.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Oh That Couple.
Oh, that couple.
Oh, that couple.
Oh, that couple.
I'm not continuing. Anyways, you're going to be sitting here with myself and Eric for today, and we're going to talk all about self-control. Now, before we even dive deep, I like to start off by explaining what self-control is based on the dictionary, not based on our thoughts, because sometimes we can mumble things up. So I'm going to take it directly from the dictionary, and we're going to break it down and kind of explain
what self-control means.
Yeah, and how we apply it to our own lives and to different situations.
Yeah, and just before you do go into the description of what self-control is, kind of like what you mentioned, that we all have our own version of what self-control means. So it's really important just to kind of have a definitive like explanation of what certain words mean.
Exactly. So that's why we're going to go right into it. So, Eric, what is self-control? Eric, guess what? It's the ability to control oneself, in particular, one's emotions and desires, or the expression of them in one's behavior, especially in difficult situations. So, an example is Lucy silently struggled for self-control. Some other words that are related to self-control are self-discipline and self-restraint.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I have another one. Stillness.
Okay. Okay. We're going to get into that
soon.
But let's start with our first point, which is to control oneself. Now, we know it's so hard to control and to be on top of ourselves at every single situation so that we don't maybe fall off the path or the track. But nobody's perfect, and we're not here to tell you that you need to be better and to never fall off and to always, you know, stay on track. We're human. We're going to fall off. So we're here to let you know that we do fall off. But the most important is that you get back up and you continue to work on self-control. So by controlling oneself, an example would be to be in control of your workouts. This is something that Eric and I have really put effort into. And we can honestly say that when it comes to working out, we have self-control. Self-control as in we are very consistent and we control our workouts and we're disciplined when it comes to that.
You know, there's only so much that we can control in this world or especially in our own lives.
Yeah.
That I feel like the best way that we were able to control this type of routine or this type of task was before anything goes crazy, we do it right in the morning.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a way to execute when you don't have time. Is, I know it sucks, and for some people, it's like the end of the world, but you got to wake up earlier if you want to make time for something that you truly love and you want to, you know, have more control over. And that for us is working out. So we have to be disciplined to wake up earlier.
Yep.
It's a sucky feeling, but guess what? I'm going to tell you something. Every single time we've woken up and we've gone to a workout, we've never regretted it.
Oh, not once.
Not once.
Maybe like in the beginning when you feel like super sore from the last session. But then like as you warm up, you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
And so.
But I feel like you don't regret it. You're just like, this is painful, but I know I did something.
It hurts so good.
Yes. But even before we even dive deeper into self-control, I just want to make sure that people don't take this the wrong way. As Christians, we know we're not in control.
Oh, of course
not. We know who's in control of our lives.
Yeah.
But to a certain extent, we have
Control. Yes, we have control
Over smaller situations, like what we eat, whether I'm going to sleep in or wake up, whether, you know, I'm going to slack off and not work out or I'm going to work out.
Well, look, actually, like from a Christian standpoint, I believe that we have a little bit more freedom or quote unquote control, because if you take it back from like Adam and Eve, they made the decision. Like the one thing that we were gifted was free will, mm-hmm. right? So you were able to make every control possible. Yeah. Yes, there were outside factors that yeah. played into part, mm-hmm. but for the most part, we were able to control
where our life's a lot of the head.
Things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is kind of what we're trying to talk about, is like how to have that self-control where you could still be on top of everything, but at the end of the day, we know who is in control of our lives. Yes. And don't take this the wrong way. No, we understand that and we get it. And we just wanted to mention that.
and to kind of add on to what Sandra was saying was like, again, there are ways where you can actually control most of your day. Mm-hmm. And it's like what Sandra was saying, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into more of the other topics, but shifting like, why not? Let's get into the next topic, which would be controlling one's emotions/desires.
Yeah.
So to kind of continue from what I wanted to say was, since you don't really have a lot of control because there are a lot of outside factors, mm-hmm. for example, someone could be driving a car and crashes into you. You can be really pissed off for the rest of that day. But yeah. you have the control to choose what emotion you want to let out.
Yeah. And this is what the second point is about, is controlling one's emotions. You need to think about, in tough situations, try to think about being in the other person's shoes. Now, I know how hard it is when you're being attacked to even think about that. But that's something we can all work on. And I'm not going to lie, that's something Eric and I can also work on. It applies to families, relationships, friendships, everything. It's just being in control of your emotions and not lashing out. And it's one of the hardest things to do. Honestly, I would even say it's harder than controlling like different tasks in your day, like whether or not you want to work out. When it comes to emotions, people can get like really, really hurt.
Mm.
And they tend to lash out.
Well, it's either you have two extremes. Either you have the person that will literally show no emotion,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, yeah, you can control.
That's that part a big of it, but, control of your emotions.
But that's at the same time, that's also very negative because you kind of become like a robot.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the other extreme where you have
a dinosaur. Miss
Susan over here freaking going crazy, expressing herself to
a specific situation, to right?
The extremes,
exactly.
Yeah.
So those are the two extremes, which would be lashing out or not even saying a word, and it can be pretty negative in both circumstances. But we have to always think about, as we're going through that situation, like control your emotions, control yourself. Yeah. Don't be the person you're going to regret to be. That right. is such an important thing for self control, right? Even when we go back to the first point about controlling oneself through like actions, like, will I judge myself for not working out? Most likely, yeah. Right. If it's supposed to be on my schedule from Monday to Friday and I don't want to go, I'm going to regret it. I'm going to be like, well, Sandra, you're not being disciplined. You're not practicing self-control. And it's very important because self-control can take you to new levels.
Mm.
And I feel like that's so important.
But I also think that, like, let's just say for those outside factors, I think it's really important just to take a step back instead of just expressing one's emotion. Like, think about it. Mm-hmm. When we were in school and we would have those presentations about, like, Twitter or, like, Instagram or whatever. I don't know. Have you ever had those?
No,
like,
I've never had that.
So we, at my school, well, my elementary school, we had some people come in and they would start talking about that because what would happen was, let's just say a college hockey player mm-hmm. would, like, that, someone that has like a full ride scholarship or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter the schooling. But let's just say they make one silly comment based off of just like bursts of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Their scholarship is fully taken away because that's a bad representation on the school. And so what they teach you to do is to take a step back, assess the emotion that you have, and to really kind of think about, is this really something that's worth it? Is this something that's going to benefit me mm-hmm. by saying this?
Yeah. So
having self-control is pretty much the exact same thing. And you can take that analogy and pertain it into your own life.
Yeah, and you know, can always do that with whatever you do, whether it's, I know we keep mentioning workouts, but whether it's working out or whether it's, you know, in difficult situations, like you're maybe being yelled at, like what Eric said, always in the back of your head, you should always be like, is this gonna make me a better person, or is this gonna like ruin everything?
Right.
Is this gonna make me seem like a lesser of a person than I actually am? So we always want to strive for like betterness, for greatness, and for success. You never
betterness.
Want betterness. Huh? I just created a word.
New word.
But you always want to do better, right? You never want to do worse. So why in that difficult situation are you going to lash out? Be the bigger person. Have self-control. And the more you practice it, it'll be your art form.
And here's the thing. You never master it. You're always going to have to practice on it. It's not something where you're going to be able to reach the end goal. You do get better at it.
Yeah.
And you learn to like work around it. But you're always going to have those times where you lose self-control.
Yeah.
And then you do this. But kind of like what Sandra was saying at the beginning, you got to pick yourself back up. And then you got to ride along with that bike or whatever, that beating up bike.
Yeah. I think I said pick yourself up and continue your path.
I'm using a bike as this analogy.
Eric really wants to get a workout in, and I guess a bike is something that came up to him.
Actually, I'm so drained. Like, I don't want to work out at all.
Anyways, this is a short and sweet podcast, just to kind of get back into it. I know we've been missing a few days. Don't judge us.
Just before we close off, I just want to... I just want you guys to be aware of what Sandra just said like 5 seconds ago. Instead of podcast, she said, thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
It's been
we're coming up with new names and new acronyms for everything. Actually, it's not an acronym. I feel stupid now. But you know what I mean. Podcast.
Podcast. Let's go. Please forgive me. Please, our listeners, never, ever listen to me say podcast again.
Welcome to our podcast.
Podcast. Anyways, that's all we have for this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you on our next podcast. Bye.
Peace.